Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for victories you have given to us. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for opening doors unto us. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is upholding us, making us to succeed and to prosper. Thank you, Father, for destroying the works of darkness that were against us. Thank you for the opportunity that surrounds our lives, because you have released those opportunities unto us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the peace we have in our hearts and minds, because you placed the peace there. Thank you for the joy that fills our hearts. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for turning our darkness into light and our shame into honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing those things you promised that you would do unto us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the strength you have placed in us to overcome temptations, to overcome sin, to overcome the works of the flesh, to overcome the forces of darkness, and the forces that rules this world. Thank you, Lord, for the strength you have placed in us to always have victory over the enemy. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because everything happening in our lives at the moment, they are all working together for our good. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because the evil, the enemy, and evildoers planned toward us did not happen as they planned. You are frustrated the devices of the enemy toward us. You have frustrated their agendas. You have cancelled their plans that were against us. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for preserving us and all the members of our family. We thank you because everyone is safe and secured and healthy. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, we are here once again seek your face, to call upon your name, because we trust in you. I ask that you show us mercy tonight as we pray. In the name of Jesus. O Lord, show us mercy. Give us blessings we do not even deserve. Help us from your throne. Give us breakthroughs that we need at this time. And let your name be forever glorified. Thank you, Father, for we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the mercy of God will speak for you as we pray tonight in Jesus' name. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that, we will be praying with prayer points. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the deaf to hear. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives, because he lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because He lives. My life is worth a living just because Jesus lives. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great is He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great is He has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory. Great is He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great is He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory. Isaac and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus. He's alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey. Halfway, oh, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, heaven is my home, heaven is my home. My journey halfway, oh, until I reach my home. Yes, You are the Lord Most High. 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 All sufficient God, Most High, all sufficient God, Most High, miraculous God, Most High. Miraculous God, Most High. You are who You are, yesterday, today, and forevermore. What You say is what You do. You never fail, you never change, you are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you, I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me, Jesus. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. Yahweh, covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Ancient of Days, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Mighty Redeemer, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never change, you never fail. You are covenant keeping God. Miracle walker, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You do impossible things. You are covenant keeping God. Mighty man of war, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher, O Lord, than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. We attest thee, Lord. Hear us as we call. Hear us as we call. Feel us now. Feel us now. Feel us with your glory. Feel us now. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall, Lord Jesus. Let your glory fall, We are thirsty, Lord. We are thirsty, Lord. Hear us as we call. Hear us as we call. Fill us now. Fill us now. Fill us now. Fill us now. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall, Lord. Let your glory fall. I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I have to say. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me. For all you've given to me. For all the blessings I cannot see. For all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my guilt and my shame. You took my guilt and my shame. You took my darkness. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart. With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched arm. I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. We just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to see your glory. We want to know your grace. We want to know your grace. We want to feel your presence. We want to see your face. Oh, we humbly bow before you to listen for your voice. To listen for your voice. And Lord, we welcome you into this place. 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 God, we welcome you into this place. Lord, we welcome you into this place. Holy, are you, Lord. All creation call you God. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Awesome God. Awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. Mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. By your blood. By your blood. You crushed principalities. Jesus. 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 By your name. By your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus the righteous. Jesus the righteous. By your blood, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, 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 by your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus the righteous, Jesus, 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 you have conquered all. Jesus, Jesus, Savior, Jesus, Jesus, you reign over all. Jesus, Jesus, Lion of Judah, Jesus, Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign. Jesus, you reign over all. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Adore him. Magnify him. Worship the King of glory. Worship the Lord of hosts. Worship the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Ages, the bright and morning star, the one who was and is to come, worship the Most High God, the only true God, the only God that is alive and will live forever. Worship Him, for beside Him there is no other. Before Him there is no other God. Above Him there is no other God. And after Him there shall be no other God. Worship Him. Is the Lord strong and mighty? Is the Lord mighty in battles? Worship Him, for He alone creates all things. He alone created all things. He alone created the universe. He alone created all flesh. He alone will judge all things. He alone can save all things. He alone can redeem all things. Worship Him. Worship Him. He's a generous God. So merciful. So compassionate. There is no limit to the flow of His mercy. There is no limit to the flow of His grace. There is no limit to the flow of His miracles. There is no limit to His power. Worship and bless Him. Glorify Him and adore Him. Every sensible person will worship God. Every reasonable person will praise God. Only a foolish man will not worship God. Only a mad person will not praise God. Because He is so good. He is so gracious. He is so merciful. He is so compassionate. He is so faithful. Praise Him. Glorify Him. We worship You, Father, for there is none like You. We praise You for who You are. We adore You for who You are. You are not like other gods who have eyes but they cannot see. They have ears and they cannot hear. They have mouths and they cannot speak. You are not like other gods who cannot save, who cannot deliver, who cannot heal, who cannot restore. Oh Lord, we worship You. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Father. For with You in our lives, we have everything we need. Thank You, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You. For You have not allowed me to suffer shame and disgrace. You're going to say, thank You, Lord, for You have not allowed me and my household to suffer shame and disgrace. You have not allowed us to beg before we eat. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, thank You, Father. For You have not allowed me to suffer shame. You have not allowed me to suffer reproach. You have not allowed me to suffer disgrace. You have not allowed me to beg for bread. You have always been there for me. You always meet my needs. Thank You, Father. You always help me. Thank you, Lord. You always provide for me. Thank you, Jesus. You always rescue me from shame. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him praise and thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for moving mightily in my life and situations to reveal the greatness of you. Say, Father, thank you for moving mightily in my life and situations to reveal the greatness of you, to reveal the greatness of your power. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for moving mightily in my situations, for moving mightily in my career, for moving mightily in my marriage, for moving mightily in my business, in my family, in my home. Thank you for moving mightily in my life to reveal the greatness of you, to show forth your great power. Thank you, Lord, for moving mightily to put the devil to shame. Thank you for moving mightily in my body and in my soul and spirit. Thank you for moving mightily in my life to reveal the greatness of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God for the third time. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your beautiful promises for my life that are already coming to pass. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your beautiful promises for my life that are already happening, that are already coming to pass. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for your beautiful promises that are coming to pass already. I might not see some of them yet, but I know they are already coming to pass. Your beautiful promises, your beautiful plans for my life. Thank you because they are coming to pass already. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your beautiful plans, for my destiny, for my career, for my calling are coming to pass already. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful promises for my life are coming to pass already. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, my mind shall no longer limit the greatness of God. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, you, my mind, you shall no longer limit the greatness of God. You shall no longer limit the power of God. You shall no longer limit the strength of God in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, you, my mind, you shall no longer limit the greatness of God. God cannot fail. God remains God forever, whether we believe or not. But it is our mind that is playing tricks on us. It is our mind that is stopping us from enjoying God. Begin to say, you, my mind, you shall no longer limit the greatness of God. You shall no longer be able to limit the power of God. You shall no longer be able to limit God. In the name of Jesus. You, my mind, you shall no longer be able to cage my faith in God. You shall no longer be able to kill my faith in God. I believe you're praying like that. Say, you, my mind, you shall no longer be able to kill my faith and trust in God. You shall no longer be able to weaken my faith and trust in God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There are endless possibilities in God and in His kingdom. There are endless miracles that we will have through the name of Jesus, that we will possess through the name of Jesus. But there is something in us that is not allowing us to lay hold of these things. And that is our carnal mind. Your carnal mind. Your human mind. That is the enemy of possibilities. So you are still going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today onward, I shall reason with the mind of Christ and not with my carnal mind. I shall think from the mind of Christ and not with my carnal mind. I shall see things from the mind of Christ and not with my carnal mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, from today onward, I shall reason from the mind of Christ and not with my carnal mind. I shall see things. I shall interpret things from the mind of Christ and not from my carnal mind. In the name of Jesus, I shall understand things from the mind of Christ, with the mind of Christ, and not with my carnal mind. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I release my mind to believe God without doubt. I release my mind to trust God without fear, without doubting. I release my mind right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Say, I release my soul to trust God without fear, without doubt. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some time ago, I did a teaching and I talked on having unlimited faith in God. Unlimited faith in God. That is the only faith that can bring things out of nothing. Unlimited faith in God. That is, your mind is so wide that you believe anything can happen through the power of God. You're going to pray for that kind of faith. There is a lot God wants to do in our lives in this season. But we must have the kind of faith that can receive those things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to possess unlimited faith in God. Help me to possess unlimited faith in God. Give me the kind of faith that can bring things out of nothing. Give me the kind of faith that can make impossible things possible. Give me the kind of faith that can make things that has never happened before in history to begin to happen. Holy Spirit, give me that kind of faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Le hashem deke tashi da bala. Mahasusi heshush de tekeleya. So Holy Spirit, give me unlimited faith. Give me unlimited faith. Teach me to have unlimited faith. Teach me to develop unlimited faith in God, through which I can receive mighty miracles. Give me unlimited faith, Holy Spirit. Give me a faith that cannot limit God. Give me a faith that brings things out of nothing. Give me a faith that makes impossible things possible. Give me a faith that reverses irreversible things. Holy Spirit, give me that faith so that I can see my entire life transformed. Give me unlimited faith. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The secret to experiencing the supernatural and to seeing mighty miracles happen is not in looking for anointed men of God or looking for, going from one church to another. The secret to experiencing the supernatural is faith in God. Unlimited faith in God. Every other thing we fail. But your faith in God cannot fail. Because God is faithful and is true. He is real. Every other thing can fail, but your faith in God cannot fail. So you're going to pray. Anything that is stopping you from trusting in God fully is your greatest enemy. Anything that is preventing you from believing in God with the whole of your heart is your greatest enemy. In fact, if you find yourself in a church where the pastor is telling you to believe in him and not in God, run away from that church. If you find yourself in a ministry where the focus is on the man of God and not on Jesus, or the focus is on anointing or whatever demonstrations and not on Jesus, run away from that ministry. Because only faith in God cannot fail. Every other thing can fail. So if you're going to pray, you're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness attacking my faith in God. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness attacking my faith and trust in God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You can be in your room, just you alone, and your faith will begin to produce miracles in your life. Just in your mind, you can have faith and you begin to see your life transformed. So it's all about faith. It's all about faith. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness attacking my faith and trust in God. Destroy every darkness attacking my faith and trust in God. Every darkness of fear, every darkness of doubt, every darkness of unbelief attacking my faith in God, weakening my faith in God, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I remember when I was very sick and I saw my health deteriorating and it looked like nothing is working, no drug worked, nothing worked. And then I told God, I said, how am I going to come out of this? Yeah. And then he told me, he said, do you believe that inside your sickness I am there? Do you believe that I am right inside your weakness? Yeah, he said you are not seeing changes because you are not seeing me inside your weakness. Yeah, because all you were seeing is the weakness. You are not seeing that I am inside your weakness, inside your sickness. Yeah, so immediately my understanding was enlightened. And I begin to trust in the God that is in the midst of my weakness, in the midst of my sickness. As I was looking for God, the weakness became stronger. The pains became stronger, but I did not give up. I said, there is God inside my pains. There is God inside my weakness. I continue to look for that God with faith. And suddenly, strength began to rise from within me. All of a sudden, from nowhere, strength began to rise. And as the strength began to rise, the sickness began to disappear. And I began to heal. Gradually, I began to heal until I became healed. So that shows that only through faith can you bring what is not there. I mean, only through faith can you bring things out of where they cannot, they don't exist. Yeah, because humanly speaking, I wasn't seeing any strength. I mean, there was no strength. Yeah. But through faith, strength rose from the midst of weakness. So you're going to pray. Whatever you might be going through, don't look outside of what you're going through. Look inside. Because right inside, there is a great light. Right inside your poverty, there is great riches, great wealth. There is Jesus right there. Only if you can believe. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to see your strength that is inside my weakness. Many people, they fall into sin because they don't believe that there is strength inside their weaknesses. Say, Father, help me to see your strength that is inside my weakness. Help me to see it through faith. Help me to find strength in the midst of my weakness. Help me to find health in the midst of my sickness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, help me, teach me how to find your light in the midst of darkness, in the midst of my darkness. Teach me, O Lord, how to find help in the midst of my helplessness. Teach me, O Lord. Teach me, O Lord, I believe you're praying. Train my faith to be able to bring strength out of weakness. Say, O Lord, train my faith to be able to bring help out of helplessness. Train my faith to be able to bring hope out of hopelessness. Lord, help me to connect with your light that is in the midst of my darkness. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Recently, a sister was telling me how things have been so hard for them in the in their family. Yeah, because the husband is not working, she is not making money, and they have to pay school fees of the children. They have to feed. Yeah. They have to heat food in the house. And I took her to that place in the scripture that says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. So I made her to see that if you continue to focus on the on bank account, or focus on the food, on the money, that the situation will not change. But if you can set your heart on God, it says, man shall live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. So if you can seek God for revelation and say, God, lead me, show me the way out of this situation. Only by such guidance will there be changes. So you are going to pray. If we follow the word of God, we will not lack. We might not be so rich as in having millions and billions, but if we always follow the word of God, the voice of God, the leading of God, there is no way we will lack. The Bible says that the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. If we follow his leadings, there is no way we will lack. If we follow his directions, his voice, his word, there is no way we will lack. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to shift my focus from money and bread unto you, so that I can have everlasting prosperity. Say, Father, help me to shift my focus from money, from my bank account, unto you, so that I can have everlasting prosperity. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The more we continue to focus on money, the more we will be poor. The more we will continue to suffer. Go and ask the Israelites in the wilderness. They continue to go hungry because their focus was on bread. Their focus wasn't on God. Say, oh Lord, help me to shift my focus from money, from bread, from the things of this world, unto you, so that I can have everlasting prosperity. Help me to shift my focus unto you. Help me to focus on you. Help me to focus on your power. Help me to focus on your greatness. Help me to focus on your name. Help me to focus on your voice. Help me to always seek for your voice in all things. Help me to always seek for your instructions in all things. Help me to always seek for your directions in all things. Help me to always seek for your wisdom in all things, so that I can have everlasting prosperity. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. also going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want my life to be a blessing to my generation. Oh Lord, bless me with gifts. Bless me with gifts that will make me a blessing to my generation. Bless me with spiritual gifts and physical gifts that will make me a blessing to my generation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I want to be a blessing to my generation. Change my life so that I become a blessing to thousands and millions of people all over the world. Transform my life so that I become a blessing to thousands and millions of souls, of people all over the world. Bless me with gifts that will make me a blessing to my generation. Bless me with gifts. Bless me with spiritual gifts. Bless me with physical gifts. Bless me, O Lord. Bless me so much that I become a blessing not to few people, but to thousands and millions. Bless me, O Lord. Bless me, O Lord. Bless the work of my hands. Bless my career. Bless my talent so that I can be a blessing to thousands and millions of people all over the world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God blesses us because others will be blessed through our lives. That is why God blesses us. So if you are here and you have this self-centered mindset, you might not receive blessings from God. If you are here and all you think about is yourself, your children, your family, then you might not get blessings from God. And if you get, you might get very little. But if you have a mind that wants to be a blessing to thousands and billions of people, then you should expect to be blessed massively by God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, because some of you feel like, I am not selfish. I am generous. I want to be a blessing to many people. But when the blessings of God reaches your hand, why do you suddenly forget that you once said you weren't greedy and you weren't self-centered? Why do you suddenly forget that you want to be a blessing to people when you got some money? Before you got those money, you were saying, I want to be a blessing to thousands and millions of people. I want to help the poor. I want to help ministries, churches, ministers of God. But when money touches your hand, how come you suddenly forgot all those things you once said? Yeah, it means that deep down in you, there is still greed. And you need to pray that God deliver you from it. We need to be sincere with ourselves. Yeah, because we cannot hide who we are from God. God sees the depths of our hearts. So you are going to pray that God deliver you from greed. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, uproot from my life every hidden seed of greed, covetousness, self-centeredness that is not allowing you to bless me and prosper me. Say, Lord Jesus, uproot every hidden seed of greed, self-centeredness, and covetousness that is not allowing you to bless me. You might think it's not there. You might think you're not greedy, but it's there. Peter thought that he can never deny Jesus, but that seed is there. That seed of denying Jesus was in his life. So Lord Jesus, uproot from within me every seed of love of money, every seed of worldliness, every seed of greed, every seed of selfishness, self-centeredness that is not allowing you to bless me. Uproot them from my life right now. 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 In the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that your blessings comes when we are ready to be a blessing to others. Oh Lord, uproot from my life every seed of darkness in my attitude, in my character, that is not allowing you to bless me. Uproot them from my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, make my journey to greatness very easy for me. Say, Father, make my journey to fulfilling destiny very easy for me. Make my journey to success very easy for me. By your mercy, oh Lord, make it easy. Make it easy. begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Make it easy, O Lord. Make it easy, O Lord. My journey to progress. My journey to greatness. My journey to fulfillment of destiny. Oh Lord, make it easy. Make it easy by your mercy. By your mercy. By your mercy. By your mercy. In the name of Jesus, make it easy. My journey to becoming who you want me to be. Oh Lord, make it easy. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, oh Lord, my journey to becoming who you want me to be. Make it easy now. In the name of Jesus. Make it easy for me, oh Lord. Make it easy for me, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? There are battles you must conquer for you to enter into greatness. Battles you must conquer. Some people think they can escape those battles. Somehow they rose to greatness without overcoming those battles. Then after some few years, they came down from the level, from that level of greatness. Those forces brought them down. So if you don't fight and conquer the battles you must conquer to attain greatness. If you somehow, by luck, get to the point of greatness, you will still fall down. Yeah, so we must face those battles and conquer. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, I receive strength to conquer the battles I must win to attain greatness and fulfillment of destiny, fulfillment of my destiny. Say, I receive strength. I receive power right now to conquer the battles I must win to enter into greatness and destiny fulfillment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength. Say, I receive power. I receive grace. I receive strength. I receive power. I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. Say, I receive strength. I receive power. I receive grace to conquer all the battles I must win to attain greatness in life and destiny. I receive the strength right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the strength right now. I receive the courage. I receive the boldness. I receive the faith. I receive the anointing to conquer all the forces of darkness that must be defeated for me to attain greatness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some people, what they must conquer to attain greatness and sustain that greatness and remain in that greatness are some wrong attitudes in their lives. I have seen many people lose blessings because of their wrong attitudes. I've seen people lose opportunities, lose destiny helpers, lose connections because of their wrong attitudes. And they will be blaming Satan. They will be saying it is Satan that is stopping them, not knowing that it is they themselves stopping themselves. Yeah. It's possible that the addiction in your life is what will not allow you to attain greatness. And it is until you conquer that addiction that your greatness can be sure. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say every wrong and negative attitude in my life that will not allow me attain greatness, die right now in the name of Jesus. When we are praying prayers like this, don't be thinking that you are perfect. Yeah, don't be self-righteous. Don't be thinking, I don't have any bad attitude. How do you know you don't have bad attitude? Yeah, how can you tell you don't have it? So you're going to pray, you're going to say, In the name of Jesus, every wrong and unclean and negative attitude in my life that will not allow me attain greatness in life and destiny, die right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Die right now. Your attitude includes your mindset. It includes your mindset, the way you think, the way you see things. Begin to pray like that. Every negative attitude, every dirty attitude, unholy attitude, ungodly attitude, unrighteous attitude in me that will not allow me attain greatness and remain in greatness, die right now in the name of Jesus. Die right now. Die right now. Thank you, Lord. Die right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Recently, I discovered that we make mistakes by thinking that God is limited by the same things that are limiting us in this world. So we make mistakes by thinking that God is limited by the same forces, by the same systems that are limiting human beings in this world. And that makes us not to get answers to our prayers. God is outside of time. I want you to note, to take note of that. God is not inside this time that we are in. No, we are all in time. And that is why we grow old and we die. Yeah, we are all inside of time. Yeah, but God is not inside of time. God is outside of time. So all the forces and the laws and the systems that is limiting human beings in this world does not work on God. It doesn't limit God. Yeah, because God is not under those forces. He's not within the power of those forces. God is above those forces because he's outside of time. So when you are praying for divine interventions, don't think that God is limited by the same things that is limiting you. So don't think that your own limitation is equal to God's limitation. So God, he cannot be limited. So what happens is that God enters into your time and he begins to do his own thing. You know, those powers, they can't stop him. In fact, they can't even see him when he enters into your timeline. They can't see him and they can't stop him. So by the time God is done, suddenly you experience a miracle. Suddenly you see miracles. Because even Satan will be shocked. Because most times Satan don't even know when God is doing his work. It is when he is done and the miracle appears that Satan and all his agents will become surprised. And they will be shocked. So God is not inside our time. He's outside of our time. And he can touch everything in this timeline. He can control everything in this timeline because he created them all. And he's the one holding all things together. But he is not under the control of the forces that is controlling human beings. I hope you understand. Yeah, if you don't understand, you will soon understand. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you are outside of time and that the forces limiting my life cannot limit you. The forces controlling the affairs of my life have no power over you. Say, oh Lord, step into my time and enforce your will to happen in my life. Say, Lord, step into my time and enforce your will to prevail in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, enter into my time. You are not under the control of the forces controlling my life. You are not being limited by the powers controlling this world. Oh Lord, enter into my time and make your will happen. Enforce your will to prevail in my life. Enforce your will to prevail in my life. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I acknowledge that the powers limiting my life cannot limit you. The powers controlling the affairs of my life cannot control you. They cannot even see you or touch you. Oh Lord, enter into my days. Enter into my timeline and change my life. in the name of Jesus. I hope you are praying. That is how healing miracles happen. God comes out of the realm where he is, which is outside of time, and does his work, and then you see healing, you see deliverance, you see prosperity, you see breakthroughs. Continue to pray. Say, oh Lord, step into my time. Step into my days. Do your mighty works. Change my life. Rewrite my story. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us that as heaven is so far from the head, so is the thoughts of God so different from our thoughts. God doesn't think the way we think. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, change the way I think and see things so that I can experience your power in my life. Say, Father, change the way I see things. Change the way I think so that your power can walk in my life, so that I can see your glory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that until we begin to think the way he thinks. We might not experience his power until we begin to see the way he sees. We might not experience his power. Say, oh Lord, change the way I think. Change the way I see things. Change the way I perceive things. Change the way I see things in this world. So that your power can walk in my life. In the name of Jesus. I want to think according to your thoughts. I want to think according to your thoughts. I want to take actions according to your thoughts. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. Speed is very important in victory. I believe you know that. Speed is very important. And we have some soldiers that don't really have much skills in fighting, but they have speed. Yeah, so before the enemy could move, they're already there. I mean, the sword in their hands already have slaughtered the enemy. Yeah, so when you are very fast, you will experience great victories. So when you are very fast in warfare, in spiritual warfare, you will get victories very fast. Yeah, because before your enemy will charge at you, you have already killed him. Maybe, let's say you are moving faster than the speed of light. Yeah. So before the enemy will even attack, you have already cut off his head because you are very fast. Yeah. So when you have speed in spiritual warfare, you will get a lot of victories. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, anoint me with speed as I fight the enemy in spiritual warfare. Say, Father, anoint me with speed. Make me faster than the enemy. Make me faster than my enemies in spiritual warfare. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Make me faster. Make me faster than principalities. Make me faster than powers of darkness. Make me faster than witchcraft forces. Oh Lord, anoint me with speed as I fight darkness in spiritual warfare. Anoint me with speed. Make me faster than my enemies. Make me smarter than my enemies. Make me faster than my enemies. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One of the ways to be faster than your enemy is to attack them immediately they attack. Fight them instantly. Yeah, some of you, the devil will attack you with negative thoughts. And then you just welcome that thought in your mind. And then you just let the thoughts to continue to take root. And just a single negative thought can reproduce itself, replicate itself to become thousands of thoughts. So if you don't fight a negative thought, immediately it enters your mind. Before you know it, it will breed other terrible thoughts. And before you know it, you're already dead spiritually. And you're already disconnected from the Holy Spirit. Because when you are carnally minded, you are dead spiritually. So you're going to pray. You need to be ready for the enemy. Yeah, you need to have your sword raised up, ready for the enemy. So when they come, you strike instantly. You don't wait for a second. When they come, you don't wait. You strike instantly. So that is how to be faster than the enemy. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, train my mind to be ready always for the enemy. Train my mind to be ready all the time for the enemy. Train my mind to strike the enemy immediately they attack. Immediately they come. Train my mind to fight immediately. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, strengthen my mind to strike the enemy immediately they appear in my life. Immediately they appear in my mind, in my thoughts. Strengthen me to strike them instantly in the name of Jesus. strengthen me, Lord Jesus. Empower my mind. Empower my mind. Empower my mind to strike Satan instantly, immediately. He shows up in whatever form by which he shows up. Empower me to strike immediately. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Another way to become faster than the enemy is to use the right weapons. Is to have the right weapons that will conquer the enemy. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me with the right weapons of war for every battle that comes from the enemy. Say, Holy Spirit, empower me with the right weapon of war, with the right weapons of war to crush every battle that comes from the enemy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, empower me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Empower me, Lord Jesus, with the right weapons, with the right spiritual weapons, with the right divine weapons to crush every battle Satan brings against me, to crush every battle the marine kingdom brings against me, to crush every battle the principalities and powers of darkness bring against me. Holy Spirit, empower me with the right weapons right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me an agent of peace in this world. Make me an agent of peace. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Say, oh Lord, make me an agent of peace in this world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Why should you get excited when it comes to getting angry, fighting people, quarreling with people? Why should that give you joy? Say, oh Lord, make me an agent of peace. Why should you be excited when it comes to causing trouble, fighting people, attacking people? Then you are not an agent of peace. Say, Father, make me an agent of peace. Make me a peacemaker as I journey through this world. Make me a peacemaker. in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, do not let hunger control me. Do not let hatred control me. Do not let bitterness control me. Make me a peacemaker. Make me an agent of peace as I journey through this world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There's no way you will be a peacemaker if you don't forgive and forget. There's no way, it's impossible, that you'll be able to follow peace with people and make peace with people if you don't forgive and forget. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me an heart that easily forgive and forget. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There are thousands of people in hell right now as I'm talking that went to hell because of unforgiveness. Because they could not forgive and forget. Some they forgive, but they couldn't forget. So every time they always remember and they become bitter in their heart toward the person that offended them. You have to be able to forgive and forget to make peace with all men. Say, Father, create in me an heart that easily forgive and forget in the name of Jesus. Create in me an heart that easily forgive those that offend me and forget the offense they did. Create in me such heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points. And then we will round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a meek and humble heart. Say, Father, create in me a meek and humble heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That's the prayer point. Say, Lord, create in me a meek and humble heart. In the name of Jesus, I want to be meek. I want to be humble. I want to be meek. I want to be humble in everything, in every situation, in every conversation, in every day of my life. Create in me, O Lord, a meek spirit. Create in me a humble heart in the name of Jesus. I want to be meek. I want to be humble. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, blessed are the meek. for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. How does the meek inherit the earth? Because God will be able to entrust a lot of things into the hands of one who is meek. God will be able to entrust a lot of riches, a lot of wealth into the hands of those that are meek. And what does it mean? What does it mean to be meek? To be meek means to be gentle and to not be easily provoked. Someone that is not easily provoked. Even if the whole world is provoking that person, he is not easily provoked. That is a meek person. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be selfless to the point where I attain absolute meekness. So, Father, help me to be selfless to the point where I attain absolute meekness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to be selfless. Help me to deny myself to the point that I attain absolute meekness. In the name of Jesus. A meek person don't think about themselves. That is why they are not easily provoked. They don't think about themselves. They don't live for themselves. That is why it's so difficult for them to be provoked and to get hungry. Say, oh Lord, help me to be selfless to the point where I attain absolute meekness. Help me, oh Lord, to deny myself to that point. Help me to deny myself to that point. Help me to deny myself to that point. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. A meek person is also someone that doesn't show himself. How do I explain it? Someone that, let's say, have a lot of money that could buy a whole city. He has a lot of money that could buy a whole city. And let's say that city has over 5,000 houses. He could buy a whole city. But he chose to just humble himself and just stay in a very decent and nice house he built for himself. Someone that that does not show himself. That's a meek person. Yeah, someone that don't use whatever God has given him to hype himself, to promote himself. Yeah, like some men of God, because they have some spiritual gifts and anointing, then they start making noise everywhere. Just because God used them to maybe raise the dead, cast out devils, heal the sick, then everywhere on the internet can no longer rest. Then they start making noise everywhere. That is not meekness. Yeah, meek people, you can't even know how great they are, because they will hardly even talk about themselves. And they will hardly show themselves. Yeah, those are meek people. And that is why they are usually the most powerful people on earth. Most powerful people on earth. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me wisdom to not promote myself. Teach me wisdom to not exalt myself more than I am. Make me wise, O Lord, so that I will not be puffed up. Teach me wisdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Meek people, they will help the poor, and nobody will hear about it. Meek people, they will spend a lot of money helping others, and nobody will hear that they give money to anyone. That is a meek person. They don't show themselves. Say, oh Lord, teach me wisdom to not puff myself up. Teach me wisdom to not promote myself, to not exalt myself beyond what I am. Teach me wisdom, O Lord. I want to be meek in all things. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Meek people also, they are not wasters. Meek people would rather save than to waste money. They would rather save than to waste money. They would rather save food than to waste food. Yeah, so and that is why God always blessed them. Jesus said, they shall inherit the earth. Do you know what it means to inherit the earth? Do you know how expensive, how priceless the earth is? So you're going to pray, you're going to say, oh Lord, help me to not be a waster. Help me to be meek. Help me to not be a waster of your resources, a waster of your blessings, so that you can continue to bless me. Open your mouth and talk to God like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to not be a waster. Help me to not be a waster. In the name of Jesus, help me to be meek. Help me to be meek. In the name of Jesus, help me to be meek like Joseph, was able to store food that saved the whole world for 7 years. Help me to be meek. Help me to not waste your resources. Help me to not waste your grace on my life. Help me to not waste your blessings in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to say, Father, use me to open the eyes of the blind. Use me to enlighten people. Use me to bring those who are in darkness into your light. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There are billions of people in darkness. Billions of people who have been deceived. And they are waiting for those who will open their eyes to see the light, to know the truth. So, oh Lord, use me to open the eyes of the blind. Use me to open the eyes of the blind. Use me to open the eyes of the blind. Use me to bring people out of darkness into your light. Use me to enlighten people. Use me to enlighten those Satan have deceived. Use me, Father. Use me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy that is so much upon our lives. Thank you for helping us to overcome our weaknesses. Thank you for breaking into pieces the limitations of darkness in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your light that is shining in the midst of our darkness to give us mighty deliverance, great breakthroughs, and mighty miracles. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for everything you have led us to pray about tonight. And those things you have opened our hearts, our minds to see, to know, be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you that those battles you must conquer, for your greatness to appear suddenly, receive the grace and strength to conquer them now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every negative and ungodly attitude in your life that is the reason why you are not getting blessings from God, I command those attitudes to die right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the hand of God lift you up. Far beyond all limitations, you shall rise and you shall be enthroned in that place of your greatness, on that platform, on that seat of your greatness. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Every confusion in your life, deception, depression in your life that is frustrating you, I command them to come out right now in Jesus' name. I decree divine direction upon your life. Receive the light of God that will show you the right path to follow. Receive that light right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that every spirit that have been assigned to turn you against yourself, to make you the enemy of your own life, I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the mercy of God will hasten the manifestations of God's promises in your life. In the name of Jesus, your miracles shall manifest with speed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.